Don't say that such a person is just an ordinary person, but instead realize he is a part of that body which makes up the whole, and just like the eye, he also contributes to making the body a body. For where the body is built up, no one has more than their neighbor. It doesn't matter if one part is larger and another smaller, but that there are many different parts. Just as you, because you are larger, help to create the body, so also he, because he is smaller. So his perceived deficiency, when the body is being built up, becomes just as valuable as you in this noble contribution. Yes, he's as valuable as you, and this is evident from here. Let there not be a member larger or smaller, nor more and less honorable, but let all be eye or all head. Wouldn't the body perish? Everyone sees this. Again, if all are perceived as lesser, the same thing will happen. So in this respect as well, the lesser ones are proven equal. Yes, and if one must say something more, the intention for the lesser ones to be seen as lesser is so that the body may remain intact. So for your sake, he is seen as lesser, in order for you to remain seen as greater. And this is the reason he demands equal care from all. And having said that the members may have the same care for one another, he explains the same thing again by saying,